Thursday, February 25, until playing time Monday, February 29. Representative Zawacki, several excused absence requests. The first from 5 p.m. Friday, March 25, until playing time Monday, March 28. Again, for Representative Zawacki, from 5 p.m. Thursday, March 31, until playing time Tuesday, April 5. Again, for Representative Zawacki, from 5 p.m. Friday, April 15, until playing time Monday, April 18. And again, for Representative Zawacki, from 5 p.m. Friday, April 29, until playing time Monday, May 2. Representative Kopanen, from Friday, March 11 at 8:30 p.m., that's p.m., until playing time Tuesday, March 15.
Are there any objections? Hearing none, those members listed off by the Majority Leader are excused from the call of the House. Mr. Majority Leader?
Yeah, Mr. Speaker, I'm not sure where this should be, but I would just announce that we have another bill in the limbo file. That's the Senate Committee Substitute for House Concurrent Resolution Number 33, dealing with local boundaries, and we will plan to deal with that particular concurrent resolution the next session, which will be Friday.
Okay. Under unfinished business, we have Senate Concurrent Resolution 35 relating to the establishment of a Commission on the Soviet or Alaska-Soviet Relations. This has picked up a fiscal note, so Senate Concurrent Resolution 34 will now have a finance referral. Any further unfinished business? This brings us down to committee announcements. Representative Cotton.
Mr. Speaker, today at 12:30 in the House Resources Committee room, Mr. Jim Eason, who is the director of the Oil and Gas Division, will give a briefing on Sale 55, which is the remaining state acreage on the northeast coast of Alaska, the so-called demarcation point sale. It's scheduled for this June, and Mr. Eason's going to be there. It's an informal committee meeting for those people who are interested in learning more about the demarcation point sale.
Representative Davidson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. On Thursday at 4:30 in Room 17, the House Special Committee on Foreign and Domestic Trade will meet. We have 49 pieces of legislation before this 15th legislature that has implications or international implications for Alaska. And tomorrow, Nick Cody and Jenna Brelsford from the Office of International Trade will brief us on some of these international implications, as well as discuss some upcoming visits of dignitaries from our neighbors on the Pacific Rim. I urge committee members to attend and invite all interested colleagues. Thank you.
Any further committee announcements, standing or special? General announcements. Representative Ulmer.
Thank you very much. Representative Johnny Ellis and I would like to invite you all at noon today to the Tourism Working Group. It will be held in House Finance today. We will be meeting with the Alaska Visitors Association Board of Directors, their president and their executive director, Dana Brockway. I am told that the entire board will be there. The purpose of the meeting is to discuss the proposal to increase tourism promotional funding and to discuss the AVA position on the recently introduced SB 478. We'd encourage you all to join us at noon in House Finance today. Thank you.
Representative Taylor.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Speaker. On behalf of Representative Sund and myself, I would like to invite all the members. I know they've received invitations, but just primarily I'm trying to remind everyone that the community of Ketchikan is going to be hosting a reception from 5 to 7 p.m. tonight, Treadwell Room, Baranoff Hotel, where there'll be displays highlighting Ketchikan, and some of our world-famous seafood will be served, and I might note that some of that seafood comes from Representative Sun's own plant in Ketchikan. So you're certainly all welcome, and we're looking forward to a fine reception this evening. Thank you.
Any further announcements? Special orders? Representative Pettyjohn?
Announcements, Mr. Speaker. There will be a minority caucus tomorrow, 10 o'clock, at the court building. Among other subjects, we will be discussing the longevity bonus issue. Thank you.
Okay. Any further announcements? Special orders, Representative Pierce.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I request the privilege of the floor to talk about jobs.
Are there any objections? Hearing none, proceed, Representative.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I stood up last year and said this same thing. I think when we have an industry in Alaska that works hard to make sure it employs Alaskans, that we should notice it and should tell them that we very much appreciate it. Mr. Speaker, in yesterday morning's Daily News was another full-page ad talking about jobs for Alaskans in the visitors industry this summer. It was sponsored by both the newspaper, the Alaska Visitors Association, and the Anchorage Convention and Visitors Bureau. Mr. Speaker, these full-page ads will be in newspapers statewide and paid for by the AVA and the different convention and visitor centers throughout the state yesterday, today, and I believe tomorrow. It's a cooperative effort. It's an effort being made by the industry. And since I know most of us wonder what we're going to be doing this summer other than campaigning, perhaps you should each read it and see if you can find a job. And I'll just tell you that the one in Kaktovik, as the visitor guide up there, is already taken.
Any further special orders? Mr. Majority Leader?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'm moving to ask unanimous consent.
10 a.m. Friday.